hustlers. Welcome to Entrepreneur
Badass,
the podcast, your source for taking charge of your life and business like a boss.
I'm Corey, your go-to real estate and business attorney, also running a couple of side hustles in real estate and travel.
And I'm Chelsea, tax boss, content creator, and restaurateur. We've both built million-dollar businesses, and we're here to share what we've learned along the way.
That's right. We're all about helping you grow, not just your business, but yourself too, and doing it your way, because being an entrepreneur is all about being a true badass.
So buckle up, grab your hustler spirit of the week, and let's dive into building your business like the unstoppable force that you are.
Let's get into it.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in. Corey, let's let them know what the hustler spirit of the week is.
This week, we have a beautiful petite Syrah. If you joined us last week, you know that we were focusing in on Pure Noir, which is a local Houston-based winery built by a beautiful couple, power couple, who are dabbling not just in law, but also in making their mark in wines. And this is a great example. It has a beautiful deep ruby color. It has dark fruit and spice notes, and really it's just amazing, smooth, and bold wine for you to try. So, cheers, ladies.
Ooh. I love this place. It is perfect for a date night.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Chelsea, why don't you tell me a little bit about our amazing guest for the day?
Of course. We have the Dr. Yvette DeMoss, licensed professional counselor, Houston psychotherapist, app developer, and founder of Mind Your Mental Foundation.
And a certified lover girl.
Okay.
So we are super proud and excited to have Dr. DeMoss. If you know anything about our last episodes, you know that it was her birthday that kicked off kind of the brainstorm that brought us here to Entrepreneur Badass.
Yes.
For badass entrepreneurs out in Scottsdale, yeah, having a great time to celebrate an amazing friend.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And all of that fun brought us to what I think is an important question for a lot of entrepreneurs, because lots of questions that came to us there, how did you ladies do it, right? There's not any infighting. There wasn't any drama on the trip. We were there to have a good time, to celebrate our good friend. Yep, right. We did just that. So we wanted to bring some of the details on how we did it and built friendships that support entrepreneurship.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
That is so important.
Yeah.
So more than anything, we want to start the people off by knowing a little bit more about you. So why don't you give us some of your background?
Hey, hey. Okay. Well, as Chelsea stated, I am Dr. Yvette DeMoss. I'm a licensed professional counselor. Won't bore you with all the, you know, accolades and all that fun stuff. But, you know, I really enjoy helping others and making sure that everyone else becomes the best version of themselves. So that's what I do. That's my superpower.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, I think the background, because that's what you do now, but I also want you to share with the people where you came from, because a lot of times people assume wherever we are now, they cannot get to because
it seems
so far away from their present. And so I always like to give the background, because we were not always the women we were today, right?
That this is true. This is true. Oh my God, the start. Talk about the start. So I started out as a classroom teacher. I taught speech and theater in junior high school for about 12 years. And while teaching, I realized that I did way more counseling than educating. Yeah.
I can imagine.
So, and my classroom had a full office in it, and the kids would be lined up at my office wanting to talk to me about challenges that they were dealing with at home. Wow. And in that moment, I said, you know what? I'm about to miss my calling. Let me get out this classroom. Went back to school, got my master's in counseling education, and then I transitioned into a high school counselor for a few years while I built my private practice. And here we are today. Here we are.
I love that.
Four offices in four different states, yes, with clinicians in each of those offices. I couldn't ask for anything more.
And I love a origin story like that,
yeah,
right? Because
sure.
you showed us all that you can change your route. You don't have to stay where you started, but also that you can dream an even bigger dream, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so it was like, one, I want to start my own practice, but then it was like, I'm going to create an app to help even more people. So tell us about the app.
Yes, yes, yes. So this was my latest baby that I launched in August of 2023, My Mind, My Mental. It's available on Apple and Google Play, and it's a mental health wellness platform providing resources and therapists from around the world at your fingertips. The really cool feature that I created with the app is an algorithm that feeds you support based upon your needs. So say, for example, if you're struggling with anxiety for the day and you track your mood and it's either severe or moderate, which I've heard my clients say, I'm in the green today, which is great, right? That's what we want to be. But if you're not in the green, or even if you are in the green, there is a reminder that's going to populate. And it's a video of me reminding you to keep going. Or if you're in panic and you need support, that information is listed there as well. So that's the really cool feature that My Mind, My Mental offers. And we're super excited to continue rolling it out and, you know, with all of our future iterations that we're working on. I think it's going to really, really, really be a thing, big thing in 2025 and beyond.
That's I love amazing. It. And it's really important to have that support system. So
absolutely.
To have an app at your fingertips
yeah.
that you can just kind of click on and you have that support and someone encouraging you is awesome.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So with support, ladies, I want to know from both of you guys, what do you rely on as far as getting support from friendships? Because we're here today, we're talking about relationships and friendships. And so entrepreneurs, we have a different kind of life, a different kind of lifestyle, different stressors. We mm-hmm. often don't get weekends off. Our days don't stop at 5. How do you get support from friends, maybe new friends and old friends? Some are entrepreneurs, some aren't. What do you look for in finding someone who kind of understands where you are and can help support you?
I'll go.
I definitely feel like having those relatable things, like we're all entrepreneurs, we're all business owners, mm-hmm. so we kind of understand, you know, what that looks like day to day. But I think mostly sometimes we're not always, like for you, for instance,
mm-hmm.
you're always giving advice and offering support
right.
and listening to, mm-hmm. you know, your clients when mm-hmm. they're going through things. I think it's really important that you have an outlet that you can actually talk mm-hmm. to. And sometimes it's not about you needing advice or you yeah. wanting somebody to tell you,
right.
you know, how to navigate in a space. Sometimes you just want a friend to listen.
That's true.
And
yeah.
I remember one time we were having a conversation and I was conflicted about something. And she asked me, like, are you asking me for advice or would you like for me to just listen? And
yeah.
I almost broke down crying at that moment because that is a very important question
yeah.
to ask somebody, you
yeah.
know? So I feel like it's really important that you have, you know, that understood in your friendships and relationships as well.
Yeah. And to your point, Chelsea, it's so important that the people that you are around and that you associate with can identify actually when to offer support or when to just listen, because
right.
most people are quick, you know, to provide a solution. And oftentimes you don't want a solution. You
right.
just want to be able to vent so you can process on your own. But to answer your question, Corey, you know, when we're talking about friendships and the importance of the paradigm and what it looks like and the importance of, you know, creating solid foundations, you have to make sure that those that you're journeying with is like-minded,
mm-hmm.
because there's absolutely no way that you're going to be able to cultivate a healthy friendship if y'all don't have common interests. Yeah, you can be an entrepreneur, but what does that look like for you in terms of how you spend your downtime?
Right.
Because it's so funny. Everybody that knows me that's close to me know when to call. They call at the 45.
Right.
We're going to get a shirt made that says, call
at
the 45.
Yeah.
And what that means is they know when I'm out of my sessions,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's an emergency, they're not calling me with emergencies throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone that doesn't understand your journey and what that looks like for you, they're calling throughout the day. And if you're not answering, it's like, dang, she acting funny, or, oh, she's not picking up my phone calls.
Yeah.
And there's times that we may not talk for a whole week. late.
Yeah.
You know? But when we talk, it's not like, well, why you ain't answer my phone call? It's, hey, how are you? How was your week?
Yeah.
You know?
You
okay? It's we're dialed in to make sure that you're okay. Absolutely. Yeah. So again, you have to make sure that who you're journeying with and when you're creating those friendships along the way, that you have common goals and interests in place.
And I think for me, a lot is about communication.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're young, you just assume people who are your friends will understand, they'll get it, they'll give you grace. And people only know what they know. And I know myself as an entrepreneur, a lot of things I just hold tight because I understand most people won't understand exactly where I am in that moment.
Yeah.
And most of that is like figuring it out. Sometimes you just want someone to listen because at the end of the day, you know, it's your responsibility to make payroll or to, you know, to service the unhappy client. So I don't necessarily need someone's opinion, especially one who isn't in the same situation,
right?
To tell me, oh, you should be doing this. Have you tried that? I don't need that. That's why the listening is good.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to communicate to say, you know what? Today, I only really need a listening, partner. Yeah. I'm just really trying to vent, but don't take it too serious, girl. I'll get over it. I'm going to shake it off in 30 minutes and go about my day. Because if not, they also have some genuine concern, but that can lead to follow-ups that you just don't have the capacity for, right?
Right.
I don't want somebody checking me every day to say, were you able to fix that problem? Well, okay, if I wasn't,
what you gonna do?
Right. Okay, I'm over here and I'm over here trying to get out the whale, and you over here talking about Jonah. You all right? Girl.
Yeah,
I'm not.
But don't ask me that no more.
Right.
How are you going to resolve this?
Yeah. But so to me, the communication is key. And guys, I'll tell you up front, for us, she's a friend, but she is also Dr. Glenda DeMoss. Right. And so I'm going to ask Dr. Glenda. I want to ask for the Dr. Glenda hat to come on. Entrepreneurs, you already know, we wear 8,000 hats in the course of a day. In the course of this hour, she's going to wear this hat back and forth, She's going to be a certified lover girl. She's going to be a vet. She's going to be Dr. Glenda. Dr. Glenda, how do we as entrepreneurs best communicate to others kind of what our expectations is? I'm stressed. I want to talk. I don't want to talk.
Right.
You know, I'm looking forward to this. I'm trying to reach a higher goal and I'm in hibernation to get there. Like, how do we communicate that?
You know, I think the best thing to do in a situation whereas, you know, you're feeling tugged on and you're trying to figure out how to communicate that is just say it.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes we struggle with verbalizing what it is that we really think and what we feel, which is kind of what we identify in the clinical world is suppression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I'm working with others and when I'm talking to you, and I'll tell you guys, you know, we're not holding that in.
Yeah.
Like if you're busy, say, hey, girl, I'm busy this week. Can I circle back with you next week?
Yeah.
Now, somebody that genuinely cares about you, they're going to understand that. You know, they're going to be like, okay, well, you know, she's busy. Or here's the thing, someone that really knows you, they know those unspoken words.
Mm-hmm.
They know that silence means maybe she's busy or, you know what, maybe something is going on. Either way, I'm going to shoot this nice little text and say, hey, I'm thinking of you, friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me know when you're available or not, you know. And that person is still going to be there. But you have to make sure that you set firm boundaries and you say what you mean. There's no dancing around or suppressing any of that. Like, talk.
So that's
my advice.
From when I started my businesses 9 years ago to now, I have lost so many friends.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because they don't understand that piece. I'm not able to be the same girly that was outside hanging out past a certain time. You know, I'm not going to be able to answer my phone at the drop of the dime all the time because I have clients calling or kids calling or, you know, other business meetings, Zooms and things going on throughout the day. As we discussed, I'm a very calendar girl.
Yeah.
You know, and I line things up on my schedule. Yeah. And if I'm available, I'm available. If I'm not, I'm not. And I have struggled tremendously with finding like-minded friends that understand that it's absolutely nothing personal if I can't talk to you or if I can't hang out or if I can't make it to this event or that event, you know, because I have these important things that are lined up.
So talk to me about that fallout, though, because I feel like losing a friendship is like losing any other relationship.
Yeah.
It can cut very deep.
Yeah.
And it can be very emotional. People, especially long-term friendships where we feel like, hey, we've been rocking together.
Yeah.
This is my ace. And then you see that, you may see it coming or it may just be an implosion. But as it concludes, there's a certain amount of sadness and guilt that comes from the loss.
That's true. I have a really, really good friend. Still to this day, I still will consider her a friend. Very sweet girl. When I first started my first business, her and I were just not in the same space. Now, we're more alike than we were then. But at that moment, she couldn't see my vision and what I was going for. And it was very, very hurtful to have to split ways. But sometimes you have to just normalize loving people from a distance.
Absolutely.
There's no hard feelings. I don't dislike you. I wish you well. I can still talk to you. But we're just not aligned at moment. And instead of bumping heads and me not understanding and you not understanding, let's just take a step back. And maybe later we can swing back and, you know, be closer than ever. It doesn't require, us cursing each other out or being disrespectful towards
At this big age, who's cursing anybody out? Yeah. What? Wait.
Okay, well.
No.
It depends on that day. I'm not promising. It's a never kind of thing.
Not doing that. No.
So, Yvette, what about you? You've kind of taken the turn into entrepreneurship, but you had grown in a community of teachers and other people who had a very different path than the path you're on now.
Yeah, that's
very
true.
Has that impacted your friendships?
So I'll say this, and I'm a firm believer of you'll never lose anybody that's truly supposed to journey with you. Mm-hmm. And to answer the question, absolutely not. I have two really good, I have my best friend, Tasha, that's still, in the school system. And I have another girlfriend that was in the school system as well. And we still have our relationships now. In all honesty and fairness, I don't see either one of them often at all. But if I pick up the phone and call, or they pick up the phone and call me, I'm on the other line, or they're on the other line. And that's the understanding of our paths are different. That girl is way more busier, than ever. And we respect those things. But we don't fall out, honestly, with people that are truly meant to journey with us. Yeah. We may, as you stated, have to take a pause and maybe circle back later.
Yeah.
But I've not lost any friend that was truly supposed to be a part of my life.
Okay. And I feel like adult friendships, we have to understand that I may not see you for a year.
Yeah, no.
But that does not mean that we are not friends.
Absolutely.
I still can tap in with you. You still can tap in with me. But because we're not seeing each other on a regular basis or spending that time with one another doesn't mean we're not friends.
Yeah.
Life is life. And I would say that it starts.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as you have kids, life starts to life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then just everything else kind of snowballs, and your business is its own little baby that you're nurturing, right?
So you have. And don't be daring and start like two or three.
The serial entrepreneurs.
Right.
People can't, they're like, what are you doing this week? And you're like, I don't even know.
Yeah, what's my name?
You tell me.
No, people ask me, what you doing? I'm like, hold on, where my phone? Let me look.
Right, let me check my Palm Pilot. Do they still have those?
This is my Palm Pilot, my phone.
Well, what about how those relationships inspire you, or those friendships inspire you? Because sometimes you have... It's easy, especially when you become an entrepreneur, you tend to be like type A. You tend to be like a little more aggressive, a little more, trying to go and conquer the world, right? And so that can differentiate you from friends altogether.
Oh, yeah.
So how do you find those friends who also inspire you to continue to push forward or to dream a bigger dream? Because people can applaud you, but not a lot of people are trying to propel you.
That's very true. So I love telling everybody this story, Corey. So when I was on my ascension to private practice, bless my heart, what was I ever thinking? I would work at the school from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wow. And then I would go to my office from 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. until 9 p.m. And yes, I was seeing clients at 8 p.m. at night. And one day, Corey and I was at dinner one evening, and we were just talking, and she goes, all right, so when are you going to leave that school? And I was like, what? Like, come on, girl. Like, I make like $80,000. Like, why would I leave the school, leave my little cushy position? What's the problem? And she was like, okay. So then we circled back again. We were at dinner again. But before we went to the second dinner, I'm like, I called Tasha. I said, Tasha, Corey's asking me, why am I leaving school? Like, when am I going to leave? Like, why is she asking me that? She said, well, I don't know, Yvette. I think you probably need to ask her why she's asking you that question. And I said, okay. So we go to dinner, and we're sitting down, and Notorious Corey, here she goes again. So... when are you going to leave that school?
Get it out of here.
I said,
you did not let those teachers up.
Get it out of here.
God, no, I didn't.
Get it out of here.
God, no, I didn't. No. So I said, Corey, why do you keep asking me that? Like, why do you keep asking me when I... girl, because I know billable hours. And you losing a whole lot of billable hours sitting at that school behind that desk, changing those schedules and talking to those parents and dealing with those teachers that you don't even like. And I was like...
billable hours.
Billable hours.
Yeah.
You are so true.
Listen, I will break anything down to how does the math. Tell it to me. I was like, prove it to me. You should stay at the school, prove it. I was like, you could work part-time as a therapist.
Boy, and make that calculator out like
yeah.
Idea.
Yeah.
I will be like, yeah. this times this.
Divide this. Subtract this, and this what we got, and it don't make no sense.
Don't make no sense
at all.
The math is not math, and right. I get that from my friend Jen, and I've taken it to heart. I'd be like, man, show it to me. How does this work? And
So short of the story, here I am in private practice with four different locations with clinicians in each office because my friend saw what I didn't see.
Right.
Yeah, I knew that that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a clinician and I wanted to help others because I wasn't even looking at, you know, the residual gain in it. I'm looking at it like, oh, I'm saving lives. And here I am with my cape on. Mm. And she like, girl, no, you need to get paid for that cape. I know you. Yeah. Like, you want a Dior cape. And I'm like, I do. But I love the kids and I want to help the kids get to college. And she like, we're not doing that. Nope. We're going to do it, but we're going to do it in a different way.
Yeah.
You're going to do it in your office.
For those hours.
So,
right. You know, I think you had a time frame. I know you had a time frame because it was like, oh, I'm going to finish at the end of the school year.
It didn't even make it to the end of the school year.
The reasons. You lined them up for me. You're like, I have this reason and this is.
And they sound good, you all.
And it was thoughtful if you are risk averse. And part of the challenge as you transition into entrepreneurship is you have to change. You have to flip that risk aversion on its forehead.
That's right.
Now,
the
numbers give you comfort.
Oh,
right.
My
the
God.
Numbers prove what you think is a risk in your mind is really just a challenge.
Yeah. Right.
And when she said full time and everybody was like, ding, ding, appointment, like all the fear about
the
what
minute.
If my calendar doesn't fill up.
The minute.
Okay, your numbers look good, but that's with the full calendar or with this many people calling.
Yep.
And the minute she was like, all right, I'm going to take the risk. Boom, the reward was there.
Yeah.
And the fear, let's talk about that risk, you guys. Yes, I was afraid. I was a single mother, two kids. My oldest son was in high school. I'm preparing him for college. Like, I'm looking at the end game. You know, like, okay, I know I have this that comes in every, you know, twice a month.
Yeah.
Like, I'm afraid.
Insurance.
I was afraid. Insurance. I had so many factors that I was looking at as a single mother that knew that everything was 100% on me.
Yes.
But I thank God today for my friend that pushed me out of my comfort zone because I wouldn't be where I am today. I probably would have still been trying to figure out how to keep my practice part-time and, you know, be in that that sense of comfort full-time, but totally outside of my comfort zone and navigating in the most comfortable way.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's so important to have people around you that see your potential, that understand, you know, what you're fully capable of. Mm-hmm. Because if not, then what?
Right. If not, then what?
If not, then what? And you know what? If not, you end up looking to external sources. You're looking to the world.
And you don't know who has your best interest.
No, that's very true.
Right. And who even sees you, like... because of social media, people see such a small snapshot of who the whole person
they
is.
They see the highlight reel.
They see the highlight reel. And even though we all know it personally, people still take it to heart. They really think they see any of us online and, oh, that's who she is or that's how she must believe in herself. And not every day as an entrepreneur, you feel great, right?
No.
Lots of days you feel like, what am I doing?
Right. Absolutely.
This is stupid. This idea isn't going to make me any money. I'm going to lose my house. My kids are going to be homeless, right? All these ideas can flash in your mind. Mm-hmm. And so have you guys thought about or built relationships with mentors that kind of gave you that flip side of things? Like there's the hustle and the progress and the process, but then there's also like the light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. So who do you guys rely on to kind of give you that light and keep
reminding you that you're moving towards something outside of yourself?
You know, shout out to my mentor, Pastor Mia Wright.
Okay.
No, she's not, you know, a clinician, a therapist, but she is in the eyes of God. She's my spiritual advisor. And when I tell you, anytime I call that woman, she is a phone call away, mm-hmm. a text message away. And I remember, I distinctively remember when I told her I was creating the app. And she said, "My God, Yvette, like you have something in your hands that is going to bless so many people worldwide." And she reminded me, on the journey, it's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. There's going to be times that you're going to want to give up. And she was right, because there were times that I wanted to give up.
Absolutely.
Right? There was a time that I was like,
"If you say you didn't, I would be like, you're a liar."
Right.
You're a liar.
I don't believe you. Yeah, absolutely. But her prayers, her words of wisdom, her constantly reminding me, first of all, of who I am.
Mm.
You know, she constantly poured into me as Yvette, not Glenda, the therapist, or any of that. But she poured into me as a person.
Mm.
And that alone, like, had me beat my chest like, "Oh, it's about to go down.
Right.
Like, I got this. Like, yeah. There's nothing that I can't accomplish." So that's extremely important to me.
Do you have a mentor?
Well, I have lots of people around me mm-hmm. that are high-powered business owners.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I run into any type of, you know, issues or anything like that, I have people around me that are no nonsense, no bullshit. They tell me, like, "That's stupid." Or, "Maybe you shouldn't do that. Maybe you should do this." And it pisses you off as
yeah.
an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
When you're like, "Okay, here's my plan A, B, C, all the way to Z."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then somebody tells you, "Yeah, you probably don't need to do any of that shit."
Right.
It's really important for you to have people that keep you grounded.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Libra, and I'm very big on imagination.
Oh,
creativity.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
I like to dream. I'm a mm-hmm. dreamer. I think I can do anything.
Yeah.
Like, anything.
Yep.
So it's very important that I have people around me that's like, "Yeah, that sound good, and that's cute and everything. However, you've got this, and that. You've started this project. You're working towards this. And then last week, you said you wanted to do this." So
right.
how does all of this tie
make
in?
Make it make sense, sis. Yeah.
Damn right.
Right.
So
right.
for me, I feel like you have to have a community of business mm-hmm. owners around you that are either in the same field as you
right.
or trying to be in the same field, or even in on a larger platform mm. than what you're on, to kind of give you insight, you know, not necessarily one person, but lots of people.
Yeah. And to your point, that's how Dr. Sean came into play.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's girl number four that was in the video with mm-hmm. us. And so she and I, you know, last year, you know, had linked up. And when I found out that she, when I saw her actually and found out she was a clinical psychologist, I was like, yes, a Black woman in the social sciences field that's going to, you know, that I'm going to be able to connect with. So my goal, you know, I'm really big on building healthy adult relationships.
Yeah.
They don't always have to be, you know, super, super intimate, but having those connections, you know, with people that are like-minded, that are on your journey
mm-hmm.
and, you know, kind of doing the exact same things that you're doing mm-hmm. is good for you to kind of see, you know, different ways, you know, yeah. how to do it better and how to enhance what you're doing.
Yeah, and your way isn't the only way.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
So shout out to Dr. Sean.
Hey, girl.
Yeah.
So a lot of people asked us, and we started in a group chat, making out the group chat. We talked about it last week, but we were celebrating your birthday. What
yes.
was your intention behind the
This
ladies
is why
shoot?
We made it out the group chat.
Everybody's like, "Y'all slow-mo, y'all slowed it down for her." And I was like, it's her birthday.
Everybody like, "She's so spicy and
yeah.
she's walking up."
Yeah.
I'm like, "We gotta show it's our girl birthday."
Yeah.
Like, we wouldn't be here without her.
First off, shout out to my girls for showing up for me, you know. Yeah, that is a challenge, you know, to get people, you know, to participate in group trips. Corey and I can talk about 6 years ago when we planned a girls trip for my birthday. It was just us.
Right.
It was people to the last minute. Like, oops, I can't come.
How many people did it start with?
How many did it start with? Like maybe five, six, something like that.
And ended up being
And it ended up just being the two of us, you know. But
in a cave.
In a cave.
Worth of ride.
Oh, my God. No, we were in Punta Cana.
Yeah.
And we had the most amazing time, right?
Uh-huh.
But that identified, like, during that time, it was like an eye-opener for me, because I was like, I don't ever want to plan a trip with other people again. Like, I don't ever want to do that again. And so every birthday, because I'm single, yes, 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 I am. Every birthday.
Don't have the fellas fighting us. Right. She said it. We didn't say it, guys. Right.
My dearest friend, Corey, never lets me spend my birthday alone. She will travel to the end of the earth to hang out with me. And Chelsea, too. Oh, my God. So we, every year, plan a trip. Like, the two of us, she's like, okay, where you want to go this year? So it was supposed to be Italy. And I was like, she's going to want to do Italy.
She's going to go to Italy.
She exited the group chat.
Yeah.
Right. I did.
So Corey was like, well, wait, you just said Arizona, Italy. I said, okay, I did say, okay, I'm going to just stick with a state. So we proceeded and we were like, we're doing Arizona. So at first, it was just going to be Corey and I, per usual. And I said, I want Chelsea to come. Like, Chelsea and I spend at least a day a week together. I was like, we going to Arizona. And as I stated about cultivating those healthy adult relationships, that's where Dr. Sean came in. I was like, you know, I'm going to invite her because I'm bringing her closer. I want her to meet my two very best friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this will be a great way for us to cultivate our relationship. And hands down, she didn't think twice about it. Now, everybody was asking, how many did it start out with originally?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I think it was eight, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe eight. But we did good. We made it out with four.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were like, I bet it started with 45.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it wasn't 45.
The comments were hilarious.
Yes,
hilarious.
Yes.
People have so many terrible experiences with girls' trips.
Yeah. Right.
And it was funny because we didn't have any terrible experiences while we were there. Everybody.
That's right.
One of the biggest things is girls don't clean up.
Oh, no.
Girls don't know how to share spaces.
Yeah.
They kept saying, are y'all going to make it back?
Right.
Okay, y'all made it out the group chat.
Here we are.
Are y'all going to make it back in?
Yeah.
So here we go, y'all.
Here we are. And to your point, there's only one person that actually didn't make the trip. Yeah. Tony didn't make the trip. That was it. Everybody else showed up the days that they were supposed to show up.
Yeah.
Because my other three girlfriends were actually supposed to meet us there, and they did that. So, again, talking about cultivating healthy relationships, you got to know your people.
Yeah.
You know? Now, we can talk about those people that 6 years ago that was supposed to journey. Did we talk about losing friends along the way?
Exactly. Sometimes your brain forgets. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes we're like, oh no, I kept everybody. And then you're like, oh wait,
no,
yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah, yeah, no. But you know, again, to the point that I made, we never lose anyone that's truly supposed to journey with us, right? Yeah. So shout out to my girls. Shout out to all, like, just being authentic to themselves, and we love on each other genuinely.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, the group chat was one of the weirdest parts about it was the negativity.
Oh,
yeah. Right?
Yeah.
It was a lot of positive vibes, a lot of good energy.
Yeah.
Chelsea was always commenting about it.
Yeah.
But it was also some cuckoos
that
were on there commenting. Yeah. Just, I felt like just wanting to have a voice and say an opinion.
Right.
But let me just be very clear on my opinion about this. Sometimes you might call it friendship. You believe it's friendship and you find out later it's a relationship or it is a hatership or whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah. Right,
in some relationship.
Yeah, whatever it is.
You think someone's in a friendship with you and you find out it's not, you find out they're a hater, you find out that everything you do or share is being commented
or shared
behind your back.
Yeah.
How do you deal with those people? Because sometimes it's like a coming to Christ, like, oh, I thought you were on my side. You are not.
Right.
Wow.
I've learned that.
It ain't nothing to cut up. You know what? I am queen. I will cut you off so quick. Nothing personal. I don't have time to be arguing with anyone because I'm a Virgo. I turn all the way up. I don't have no chill. So with that being said, I'm not going back and forth with anyone. I'm just going to be like, hey, God bless you. And that's it. So doing the whole, you know, you didn't do this or you're not this, we're going to save that for somebody else.
What about you, Chelsea?
I've learned that, you know, in this journey of mine, people really either love to see you doing well.
That's right.
Or they really hate to see you doing well. And being able to identify that, I've learned along the way that, and I think I experienced this a lot because I am younger than a lot of people think. Yeah. So when I encounter other people and they find out that I'm younger, they start feeling, you know, envious or jealous because of the trajectory that I'm on versus where they are in life. Right. So what I've learned about just dealing with people that, you know, are genuinely not happy for you, or they say negative things, or they have this negative energy, I can't control that you're miserable.
Or that
you're going through certain things in your life. That's out of my control. The only thing that I can do is I can eliminate that energy from my life, my world, because I don't have no reason to be miserable.
Right.
I'm blessed. I'm happy. I chose my own path. I didn't choose to stay, you know, in a certain space, and everything that I have, I've worked for.
Right.
So I'm just going to let you be.
Yeah. God bless you.
That's it. that's all that I can say about it, you know? Just
Corey, you answer that question.
You know what? I'm going to say I'm Captain Save-A-Ho. These aren't hoes. But the proverbial, like, I'm always trying to ensure that I've, like, no one left behind, you know? Now, that doesn't mean every step of my journey someone could go on with. I'm a very private person. And honestly, when I get stressed out, I shut down. Like, I'm like, the only thing I can manage are the things on my plate that cannot drop, right?
That's right.
So if you know me, you have to understand that,
That's right.
And so some of it, you know, I want the people in my life that I love to stay there.
Right.
But when I'm holding a plate like this, if you fall off and you're offended, then you will let it in.
That's right.
That won't ever be my intent.
That's right.
But you will let it in just because if I am, if I really fall off the grid, it means whether I've shared it or not, whether you know or not, it means I am at a tipping point.
That's right.
And I have to say, because there is so much reliance on my ability to think and to provide and to communicate. I cannot let that, because that nothing else, my kids depend on it. There is no check coming in the mail unless I make the check, right? So sometimes people don't understand that, and I admit I'm not the best, and I'm learning how to better communicate, like, yo, I am about to flip my lid and to save that. And also, I do believe in speaking positive words almost always. And so I don't like being like, I don't know what to do. I'm in this impasse. It's just a very difficult thing for me to say because I'm not welcoming that into my life.
That's right.
I think what you think and what you say have repercussions in your life. So I'm very mindful. I won't get on the phone 8 times a day and say, I'm having a bad day.
If
anything, I might share one person, and I'm going to shake it off. Because for everybody else, I'm going to say, I'm blessed, I'm fine.
That's right.
Because this is what I'm claiming, not this is my reality, right?
No. And listen, words have power.
Yeah.
So, you know, I constantly remind us, you know, and those around me all the time, speak what you see.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want something bad in the universe, don't say anything bad.
Right.
I taught my oldest son at the age of 4 that can't is not in a man's vocabulary.
Yeah.
And at the age of 23, I've never heard him say he can't do anything.
Yeah.
If it's a challenge for him, he'll say, you know what, I'm still working on it, or I'm figuring it out.
As a business owner, you kind of have a certain, got to have a certain level of DeLulu.
Oh, God, yes.
DeLulu is the salon. DeLulu.
You have to. Because you it's a different type of vibe when you looking at your business and it ain't doing shit.
Right.
But you feel deep down that it's going to do something.
Yeah.
And you like, we just going to keep on at this.
Because
in my world and in my head, I feel like it's all going to be okay. I'm not saying what I can't do.
That's not saying
what it's not going to be.
That's
I'm not saying any of that. What I'm going to say is I'm rich. I'm a millionaire.
That's right.
It's all taken care of. And I'm going to just keep putting one foot up ahead of the other and pushing through.
That's right.
No, it's certainly, I definitely believe the DeLulu part. But because I think the DeLulu part is a perception.
It is.
It's not delusional to you because you know what you can do,
you know what you're capable of.
But the rest of the world may see it as DeLulu, right? And that's okay.
Sometimes I feel the DeLulu too.
Well, sometimes we use the DeLulu as that's the fuel.
Yeah.
Like, I got imaginary fuel in the body.
Right.
This ain't adding up, but
absolutely.
Math ain't mathing, but I'm not gonna leave them.
And that's common when you start a business on your first like two to three years in entrepreneurship, it's not gonna make sense.
No, you have to build it.
You gotta build it.
And you have to want it. And nobody can see that desire more than you. It's very hard to put into words like, I'm gonna be a trillionaire, or I'm gonna be a billionaire. Like most people, brains don't work that way. And most people choose comfort, which is kind of what you purposely choose to not have as an entrepreneur. Yes, you certainly hope there's a reward at the end of the rainbow, but the road over there, you have to like beat five leprechauns' asses to get there. The pot of gold.
For sure.
And to your point, Corey, you said something that I want to elaborate on. You talked about vision, right? You said, you know, you got to make sure that, you know, everybody else may not have it, but it has to make sense to you, right? Well, I kind of disagree. Because those that journey with you, that are close to you, they will empower you along the way, you know, and they have to somewhat share your vision as well.
Yeah.
You know, whether, you know, I'm about to, you know, engage you on a real estate contract that you're working on. Are you a new, you know, restaurant that you're expanding or your tax office? I have to have, we have to have shared vision.
Yeah.
We were in church. Corey and I was in Bible study one Wednesday night and we were up. John Gray was preaching and he was talking about your tribe has your vibe. You see how I remember this sermon because it was very impactful. And during this sermon, I was standing on my feet and, you know, I was praising God and Corey was seated and she was praying and, you know, tears were falling and, you know, I'm just clapping and I felt a tug at me and she grabbed my hand and I looked down and she said, I see your vision, friend.
Yes.
I was like, oh my God. This was before I opened my private practice. So God will use the people that's closest to you to speak to you. Oftentimes, me, he knows that I'm sometime at the time, you know, I could be kind of, you know, narrow-minded in my thinking. I want things to go one way and I want it to go the easiest way for me. Not anymore. I've become a risk taker. But at that time, he knew that that was me, right? So he placed my vision in my friend's linear view so that she could communicate that to me. He knew it had to be somebody that was extremely close to me because anybody random wasn't going to be able to tell me what I should or should not do. So he used the person that was closest to me to get a message to me at the time, at the right time. But in that moment, she shared, I see your vision, friend. I see it.
Yes.
So you got to make sure that those that are with you, that are journeying with you, really share your vision. Because there's no way. Otherwise, they're going to deter you from your path.
Well, here's the challenge, though. This is the truth. And I want everybody to hear me. Not everybody's a visionary.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
And there's a million ways to make $1 million. And you do not have to be a visionary.
That's true.
Elon Musk. You don't have to be that to be a millionaire. Mm-hmm. Some of it, you just break down to the math. You're selling 1 million widgets for $1 and you can make $1 million. So I don't think that has to be everybody, but everybody can play a role.
That's right.
In supporting that vision. It might be someone who sees the vision from the top and somebody who's going to support you from the bottom. Girl, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to help you pack these boxes.
We're going to go around and knock on the door
and say, you want to buy her cookies for $2,
All those people are important. Yeah. And I'll say this, you know, attesting to shared visions, dreams and goals and all of that, you know, Chelsea being so innovative when it comes to marketing and, you know, technology and all of that, this girl dialed in instantly when I launched that app. She's okay, Yvette, this is what we're going to do. We're doing this. This is up. We're going to this tech conference, you know, and I'm like, I don't really want to go. And she's like, no, you need to go. Like, this is where you need to be. We need to make sure we're there. And here it is. She's standing in position yet again, talking about a friend that's on a journey with you, pushing me, reminding me, nope, this has to be done. And that is so very important.
Yeah.
So very important.
Yes. You gotta fill out your squad.
Yeah.
And everybody can have a very unique role.
Yes,
but all those roles are important.
Yes.
Right? And somebody who who's just like steadfast, who's always going to stand beside you. People don't have to see your vision of where you're going.
That's
right. They see a vision of who you are.
That's right.
And those are two different things. A lot of people may see a vision of who I am because they know me and they love me.
Yeah.
But they don't have any clue. Only God may know where I'm going.
That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
Sometimes they're DeLulu with you, right?
Yeah. Listen. One, two, and three. Here we go.
Having a little DeLulu party
DeLulu
on Thursday.
One, two, and three.
Maybe that's all. Yeah, we should be like.
We should get shirts made.
Yeah. DeLulu on Thursday. So, you know, sometimes you just need people on these different stages of this journey.
Absolutely.
Because they all give you a different level of support. And they may see you at different stages. We talked last week about sometimes you are at the height, the pinnacle, and people see the success. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you are at the lowest moment where you're like, what's due? To who?
Yeah.
To me?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Give that to somebody else. Pass that bill down the collection platter, right? Because I don't have it, or I don't even want to have it. And so entrepreneurship, I wish I could tell people that it was just this straight path to success and everything you want. Join us on the group trip, ladies, because all you have to do is be an entrepreneur. It's not that.
No, because we were still working.
Working. It wasn't as glamorous as it might seem, but it was glamorous in the sense that we all chose
That's
it.
Right. That's right.
And
absolutely.
We were living the life that we chose.
That's right.
And so sometimes it's just like that waking up out of people say that's a life you should have.
Mm-hmm.
And that may not be the life you want.
That's right. Oh, that is so true.
I think it's a beautiful thing to be able to do your work from anywhere.
Oh, God.
You know?
Shout out to technology.
Yes. And COVID for making us, like, you can really break up. I'm not coming.
I can do this from my laptop.
Yes.
We were all out of town and getting it done, y'all.
Yeah.
I love that. I love to see that because that is a blessing in its own.
Absolutely. Yeah. The freedom. You know, some people think, you know, being successful is, you know, being able to purchase material things and of that sort and, you know, labels or whatever, cars. I don't know. But I think for all of us, our shared interest is our freedom, the freedom of our time.
Yeah.
You know, man, we love our time. And to be able to do the things that we want to do in the way in which we do it, that's real success.
It is.
You know?
That's real success. And knowing you have a real impact. Like, you've connected your life to something bigger than yourself. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, if it's just about you, that doesn't get very far.
Mm-hmm.
But having people, and that's kind of where entrepreneurs, to me, when you have entrepreneur friends, you're instantly talking about somebody different because you don't just have an idea to cook for yourself and make money. It's to feed people.
That's right.
And that brings its own benefit.
That's
it's
right.
to treat people, and that brings its own benefit, right? So it's not, we have a benefit, but it's not about us.
Right. That's so
it's
true.
It's way bigger than you.
Oh, yeah.
It's way bigger than you. And when that's that commonality around entrepreneurs, where you could say, we could be friends because I don't care if you're working on, have three very different careers, but all of us can see something outside of ourselves.
That's
and
right.
And are motivated by something outside of ourselves. Even if the end result is we get the freedom.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That we're looking for. Because I don't care. I mean, I spend my 30s being at the mall, baby. I would walk in and they'd be like, oh, here goes.
Here she comes.
Yeah.
The new bag here. Be like, here I come.
Right.
And now I don't even think about that stuff anymore. Yeah. What I want is me on a boat.
Listen.
You know, in Central Park.
Monica's calling.
Yeah,
I can hear the streets calling.
I know. Monica, if you hear this, hello. You can always.
We can make it back out the group chat.
Yes, we can. Yes,
we can.
Do not be afraid to reach out if you want to help us. Come on, support your city.
That's
and,
right.
of course, bring some entrepreneur badasses
your
way, right?
Listen.
Right.
So, you know what I love about it, though, because we were friends.
Right.
You guys were friends, and we knew each other, but we weren't friends. Mm-hmm. And sometimes spending time and being someone's space makes you realize, like, you know, we found out we went to the same church. Mm-hmm. We found out so much commonality.
Yeah.
When you take the risk to open up and share with somebody. And
That's
so
right.
it can't just be like, I'm here for an event, and I'm just going to spend all my time and kind of fight for her attention. It's like, let's go cook.
Yeah.
Right, let's do some stuff we enjoy together and find out the things that could connect us.
Yeah.
Even outside of that on the group trip, it it can't just be a singular, like, we didn't just go to party.
Right.
Yeah, so, I learned so much about you guys on the trip alone. And we all have so many things in common, you know?
Yeah,
so shout out to you for putting together individuals and women that actually can relate to
absolutely.
One another. You know, it's like you pieced it together. Like, you just put it all together.
Well, the beauty in it is that my girlfriends, I don't have very many. They know that. My girlfriends are all an extension of me. And it's so beautiful when I can see my girlfriends that I love on one another.
Yeah.
And I've not brought anyone around that hasn't happened with, you know? And we don't have that many.
That right there is commendable, because I know so many women that are catty and petty, and their attitude or their demeanor at that point would be, oh, you and Corey, y'all, what? You know, like, they just have that real nasty energy about themselves.
Yeah.
And never does she ever have that energy. Like, you and Corey are actually, y'all are doing this, or y'all are hanging out, or y'all went to do this, or you talked to her.
Yep.
Like, it's more or less now, it's more of a thing where we're all communicating with one another and keeping each other in the loop about the other.
Yeah.
As well.
You know, and when you genuinely have love for the people around you, you want to see them all happy. You want the best for them. Yeah. You know, you want to see them happy. So I couldn't imagine, you know, being friends with someone that didn't like my friends.
Right. Well, I think we all met through friends.
Yeah.
Right? We all were, like, interwoven in other relationships.
Right.
And we saw opportunities there. We saw a light that attracted us to
one another.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, I want to know more about this person.
Absolutely.
And so sometimes you don't even have to worry about people's credentials or
their resume.
You have to worry about the light.
Right. Yeah.
That you see in them and that others see in them too.
Yeah.
Right. And making sure they're a space of positivity.
Right.
Because as an entrepreneur, I have zero energy, time, desire to deal with people who have bad energy. Like, listen.
Oh, God, yeah.
Do not kill these vibes.
That's fastest way to get your ass away from me. If you want up out of here. Yeah,
right.
Have that terrible energy.
Absolutely.
And I'll get you out of here quickly.
Absolutely.
Right. And so sometimes that's what you're looking for. You don't, it's hard to put it to words. I can't say, I didn't meet her and say, I liked her because she was smart and she had businesses, right? Yeah. I was like, oh, she's cool. And then you let everything else roll out from there. It doesn't have to be a proclamation. Right. We're the entrepreneur ladies and we're walking down the street together.
Right.
Boss babes.
Yeah. You know? And I'll say this. If you develop friendships based upon faulty things like that, like, oh, we have the same bag, or we drive the same car, or we have, you know, we're both this or both that, that's not gonna last.
No.
You know, you have to make sure that there's something really, really, really connecting you to the individual. So like I said, even though Dr. Sean and I are in the same field, like, she's such a sweetheart, you know. Man, she and I went on an adventure in December, and we're not going to talk about it in depth. But at that moment, I realized, oh, that's my girl.
Yeah,
she a rider, you know? And that's what you want. You want people that, man, listen, like, I'm going to risk it all for my girl.
Energy.
Yeah.
You know, like, when we get together, let's hang out. Like, Corey and I, we were in Arizona.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bar right there. It's another one right here. And it's one more right there. We're going to go get a shot from this one, a drink from this one. And by the time we make it to that one, we're going to be ready for another.
Absolutely.
We had our drink adventure by the time we were spilling drinks, walking around, trying to take reels. Like, it was.
Yeah. It was hilarious.
You have that refreshing energy, like, okay, we work, but at the same time, having that work-life balance, you know,
I'm gonna have
a couple drinks, I'm gonna eat something that I really, really love,
right?
Hang out with people that have really great energy,
and it will refuel you.
Always looking for that, you know, people who give you that push to the next space, and it comes often in unexpected places.
That's right,
it doesn't have to come from just, oh, we don't have to pretend like we were at a meditation retreat, for us to say, I feel recharged.
Right.
From your energy. You know?
Sure. And we didn't even do a whole lot. Like, somebody was like, oh, did y'all do this? And did y'all go? No, we didn't. No. We
made a consensus every day, and we'd be like, oh, Zara, boom.
Yeah.
Trip.
Yep.
Sleep in, nap. Everybody knows I take like 3-4 naps a day. And I wasn't bothered.
You said earlier, call me at the 45. I was like, and don't call during her nap.
Right.
Let her take a nap because she's going to tell you, I didn't take a nap today. Right.
You know, it's too much information overload. I'm quick to tell people, oh, you have me stimulated. I need a nap.
She will.
I need a nap.
It's funny how we fight naps when we're younger, but then when we get older, we like, we need them naps.
Right.
No, who told us to lie? I know. I'm like, right. Somebody whisper in my ear like, we don't like these because who made this decision?
Listen, no argument here.
Right.
None.
So we have to take off soon. But last thing I want to know, what do y'all think? Because a lot of the things we do with our friends when we're entrepreneurs is part of our work-life balance.
Right.
The work is the work. We can't just always intertwine our friends and our work. But they can be in our lives.
Right.
So how do you manage that kind of weave where you're pulling people into parts of your life that admittedly can be very minute? Like, I have this much time a week. You talked about having a very tight schedule. I'm sure it's hard to like say, okay, well, I have 4 hours for friends this week.
Yeah.
Who wants to take a reservation, right?
Right.
And so how do you manage to make sure it's balanced so that your friends do become an important part of that, keeping you sane?
Right.
Because it can't be all work all the time.
Right.
So for us, I know for her and I, that calling at the 45, even if we talk for 5 minutes, it's like, okay, I know you've been in this conversation where you're trying to diagnose and you're speaking to your clients to be able to have a refreshing conversation where you don't have to think about what someone is saying.
Right.
Or maybe something took place that you need to talk about.
Right.
Who do you talk to?
Right.
You know, managing those, you know, moments. And I feel like a lot of times we have car conversations.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm in the middle of going from this place to this place, we'll talk in the morning, dropping the kids off. We have a moment to talk. I think that the statement, you make time for the things that you really care about and the things that you really love is absolutely true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
true.
We always find a way. Or there may be a random time when we're both talking in the evening and we're like, hey, let's go catch up and go to, you know, Eddie V's, or let's go and grab something to eat on this day. And we're infamous for creating an appointment a week in advance.
Oh, God, yes. Yes.
We're going to go eat 2 Thursdays from now.
Right.
December 15th at 6 p.m.
That is definitely gonna be like Wednesdays. What are you doing?
Right,
this Wednesday. Right. Oh, not next Wednesday for me.
The one after that. Yeah, like you know, you set time aside for those that you really.
And it gets kind of exciting. I'm gonna say this as a friendship as an entrepreneur. We would have like standing because we used to do Bible study on Wednesdays.
Yeah,
and we would be like, boom, Wednesday's coming. You still free? Like, we know that's our time. If we
and then normalize
up.
Not getting mad if your friend decides. 3 months later after y'all made the appointment, you know, that at that moment on that day, they may not have the energy at that moment, or they might have had a rough day, or they may not even be hungry today, or maybe they're trying to, you know, like, you have to understand that sometimes you have to be flexible in those friendships.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's times when her and I plan things and I'm like, girl, I'm too sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, good, because I am.
She'll be like, yay,
they'll tell you,
we'll
like,
catch up next year.
I am not that friend that if you be like canceling, because girl, you don't even know. I didn't want to get out of my bed. Like, I was already like contemplating, like, what can I call her and say?
Right.
Ooh.
She like, good.
Thank you.
You know.
But to your point, talking about friends, like, the capacity. You got to make sure that, you know, you have the capacity to show up as a friend. I pride myself. I feel like if you are a friend to everyone, you're a friend to no one.
Mm.
So you will never see a slew of women around me.
Yeah.
I have 2-3 good girlfriends, and that's the extent of it. I don't need any more. I have a bunch of acquaintances and people that I'm friendly towards and know me, but in my intimate circle, because I show up for my friends, you know, like, you're going to get text messages from me throughout the day, checking on you, making sure you're good.
Yeah.
I'm showing up for the kids. Mm-hmm. I'm the kids' auntie. I can't be that for everybody. It's unrealistic. Yeah. And I'm showing up for my kids. So there's absolutely no way that you can be everything to everyone. You got to pick and choose what gets the capacity. And I've chosen, you know, my capacity. I'm at capacity.
At my mix.
Yeah.
Well, we wanted to make sure we ended today's show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
you
all for having
your presence
me.
And your love and your support.
Yes.
And we wanted to make sure we gave you your roses.
So if you are, we have some beautiful roses here. Yes. Kelsey, why don't you tell us about where people can get some beautiful roses?
Oh, my God.
These beautiful bouquets are from Premium Floor.
Yes.
Really love these. They're super trendy. They last a really long time. These long stem roses are a favorite for me every single week. So shout out to them for always making sure that they show up for us. And they're beautiful and...
they're beautiful for a beautiful lady inside and out.
Thank you.
We so appreciate your support.
Thank you. Thank
now,
you.
Don't forget, guys, you can always check out any of the people that we feature on the show, from Pure Noir to the flowers. You can always check it out. We will make sure to share the links because we want you to have some of this Zaza. And I will say, if you show up with these flowers, people are instantly impressed.
Right, yes, right.
For sure.
If you want to show up like a boss, if you want to bring some of the DeLulu up. to the floor, right? Somebody's like, "Drink." She got it going on. Right. She has it going on.
Yes.
Show up with these flowers, and I promise the first impression will be like, "Well, I'm gonna give them a shot because
at least
they have good taste."
Yeah,
and they will deliver them to you as well. Mm-hmm. Like you can call them the day of, and they will deliver them straight to you know, your office place or your door. I really love the convenience. I love the convenience of any service.
Absolutely.
And then sometimes I feel like it's important for you to go with the vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You may feel today, you know what? I just want to give my friend something.
Or myself.
That's right.
Yeah.
You want to celebrate you. Yeah.
You're able to do that. So,
yeah. So, we always want to support small businesses. Maybe you have a small business and you want us to kind of share some spotlight on your business. Reach out if you do.
Yeah.
Chelsea, why don't you tell us? How can they connect with us?
Make sure you guys like, subscribe, and tune in every single week. And we're excited that you're here with us.
Yeah.
So as we close it out, Entrepreneur Badass, we're always going to be talking about current topics for you as an entrepreneur, sharing great hustler spirits, and we hope you join us for the journey.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
And thank y'all for having me, you badasses.
I drank mine, but cheers anyway.
Y'all see,
this is the way you show respect to wine. You drink it all.
And y'all see, the friend that actually drinks and doesn't drink.
Just know, there probably should be after show.
Like, give me
We will handle it.
Right.
Do not worry. That's your DeLulu.
We'll
pretend like you drank it all, girl. We got you.
We'll see you guys
next week.
Thank y'all. Absolutely.